4. Let's type 3x4. More. Type a message to the multi-line. Thanks.
All right, everyone. Good. I'll explain after what we're gonna do, but
good.
We're recording. Put your iPad closer to the mic.
Sending the closer to the mic.
Am I here?
Yeah, good.
Face, Cameron.
That's the wrong thing.
More David, type a message to the multi-line. Thanks. R-A.
Hold on.
Send it. Simon, 5041.
FaceTime.
Dot message. Calendar. FaceTime. Jake goes online.
FaceTime. Search field is editing. Cap C. Character mode. O. Pig delete. Cap C. Cap V. Cap C. Cap C. G. Space. 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 V. More. Hot. Hot. Spitting. Neck. Ship. Here. Come. And B. V. C. V. B. B. Space. More. No. Space. Camera. FaceTime. Can't contact. Cancel. Clear to can't con Cameron. FaceTime. FaceTime audio.
Palm up.
Selected speaker.
Matthew,
hello?
Hi, this is Aaron. Is Cameron there?
He's busy right now. Can I help with something?
Just wanted to talk to him about a few things. Can I talk to him just for a second, or is he
more? Busy?
Well, he's kind of getting busy right now, so,
okay, I just wanted
Are you calling for, have you talked to Simon?
Yeah, I have.
Because I just talked to Simon.
Yeah.
And
what he's saying is true. I can back that up. I have iMessages that supposedly Karen has sent me.
Yeah, and it's actually that Brandon.
Okay.
That has hacked into Cameron's account.
Well, what Brandon was saying was really threatening because he said that he was going to report me to the police and he's going to report our Skype accounts to Skype support and all this stuff.
Yeah, and that would be Brandon.
Okay.
So, like I told Simon, you guys both you need to go in and block him, and then when you go in to block him, there's going to be a box that pops up that says asking if you want to report this person, and you need to click yes for that.
Right, and I've blocked Brandon on both of my accounts.
Okay.
But
that's the start. But I mean, Brandon is—I don't know—he's pretty smart with technology, and he has been able to hack into several accounts, and he's hacked into a couple other accounts today that we know of. So
right,
I found what accounts.
You mind if I talk to Cameron for a second to kind of help him get through this? Because he's my best friend. I don't want to see him get hacked if he's really getting hacked. Well, Simon just told me his one of his Skype accounts got hacked just now. And the iMessages thing happened this week. And the reason why we think it was Cameron, because he, at one point, he sent his iMessage, he was at work, and he couldn't talk. That's why we think it was Cameron, because he said he was at work, And I know for a fact Brand does not work.
Wait. Well, Cameron doesn't work, so he's not old enough to work. And plus, oh, if he's like at my work or something, then
yeah.
Aaron,
yeah, that's what, yeah, that's what he was saying.
Ask him about the HPC dot game.
Brandon is hacked into several accounts, and he's also hacked into Cameron's iMessage stuff because he's been calling my phone through Cameron's phone. I don't know exactly how that works, but
okay.
He's been calling my phone, and he left a message just the other day, and I'm just ignoring them because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is Brandon. It is not Cameron.
Okay.
I mean, I know you guys probably all had your little disagreements about things here and there and whatnot,
But I wanted to ask...
I think Brandon has been a sword type of person, that he's been mean and hacking and bullying, and I don't think it's right, and I hope you guys have reported and blocked him.
We have.
And I spoke with Skype today and told them that he's been hacking into people's accounts. He hacked into Cameron's and several others that I am aware of. So
okay, well, Simon wanted me to ask. You can be there. I just wanted to ask Cameron about Simon's other account. Because Simon wanted to know about his other account.
Like, what about it?
If he knows the password or anything to it.
If Cameron knows it?
Yeah.
How would Cameron know it?
Well, because Cameron was the one that made that account for Simon.
Oh. Okay. No. He said no if he doesn't know the password.
Okay. Well.
Like, he said he never changed it.
Right, yeah. I don't know if Brandon hacked into it or what, but...
He could have. I mean, Cameron says he hasn't gotten into anything or done anything. Cameron's account itself has been hacked. I can't imagine Cameron hacking his own account.
Right, yeah. I mean... That would be kind of weird.
Right? But, I mean, if he's getting hacked himself, then obviously...
Right. This kind of cook guy, he's helping, too, and it's not really, because I've reported him several times to Skype support. I reported Brandon, too.
And, who's that?
Connor. He's a friend of Brandon's.
Okay, yeah, and I do know that one,
he's
too.
On Brandon's side, and... So he's trying to hack people's, he's trying to help Brandon hack.
Yeah, and there's also another person. What was that girl's name? Alina.
Oh, yeah, I know her. Yep.
So the three of them are kind of in whatever they're doing together, so it could even be all three of them hacking into everybody's accounts.
And,
but I don't know how he's getting through all these iMessages and accounts. I don't know how he's hacking.
Wait a minute. I have a question. Because from what I understand, I mean, I don't really know much about Apple things, but Apple's pretty secure. How can he hack Apple...
Yeah,
like,
I
that's
don't know.
Basically hacking Apple because he's hacking their services.
Right. I have no idea.
So, wait a minute. Is he in his FaceTime? Cameron, is he in your FaceTime too?
I don't think so. He's only. I didn't even know he iMessaged you guys and directed you like that.
Yeah, he did. And I was saying stuff back because I thought. Like, yeah, it was Friday too. Simon,
iMessaged you from Cameron's iMessage?
Yes, he messaged me from Cameron's iMessage and said that he was going to report me to the police because how I was treating him. And yeah, and also, Cameron, did you message us on the AVL software account?
No.
On Friday?
I just blocked it. Someone requested me on it.
Oh, okay. Because that was us. We were seeing if it was seeing what they were. We were trying to get the Microsoft account off of it so you could get it back or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what we were trying to do.
Did you get succeeded?
I'm gonna try it again. I'm gonna try it again tonight.
Okay. Let me know if you succeed. You can message me.
I have a suggestion to all of you guys that you guys can ask each other for help and things like that, but you don't need to give out each other's information, like passwords,
right.
Account,
yeah.
Stuff, all that kind of stuff.
Can we,
there's no need for, like, I mean, great that Cameron helped Simon set something up, but
right.
As far as, like, passwords and things like that, if he's helping you and you get to the point of a password and you set it up as a password,
mm-hmm.
then you yourself need to go in and change the passwords.
Yeah.
Only you know it, not
yeah.
everybody knows
okay.
it.
Okay. And, so I guess, I don't know, can we send you I don't know if Cameron deletes his iMessages, it might be still there of what he said to...
If it would have still been there, I would have gotten notifications, but I haven't.
Well, no, I don't know if you delete your iMessages after you read them, whatever, like some people do.
Do you delete, does your phone automatic delete?
Not all, I haven't even gotten notifications, so I have no clue.
That's weird, he messed it. Turn your Norfolk. Yeah, we could send them, we could forward them back to you, I guess, or whatever. Just for evidence. You know, just for evidence in case something were to come up.
You can do that if you want on the phone, but it's
okay.
Like Cam said too, it's not that big a deal as long as you guys just kind of wipe your slates clean between the three of you and know
right.
that Brandon is the culprit of all this, and
mm-hmm.
hopefully the three of you can rebuild your friendship through Skype and...
Yeah. Definitely. I'm willing enough to be Cameron's friend.
You know, move forward, and
definitely.
You guys all have to really realize that when you're on the internet, you guys are open to everything and anything that's out there.
Yeah, we understand.
Like I was telling Simon, the same thing.
We understand, but the thing is, it's several people that add us. We don't know who adds us until they add us, and we'd have to block everybody in our contacts and just keep the, you know.
That's right. That's how
we don't know who to block. Like,
right. Well, that's why you guys have little chit chats and get to know each other a little bit to a point of, you know, whether or not you can trust each other. Like I was telling Simon, if the three of you guys are in a group chat or something, and say Cameron wants to add, you know, somebody else,
mm-hmm.
if you don't know him and Simon doesn't know him, the two of you can say, no, I just want it to be us until
right.
I know that person.
Yeah, yeah.
You
definitely,
know,
yeah.
And if Cameron doesn't agree with that, then he can get out of the chat with you guys and go have the chat with the other person.
Yep.
Because the more people you guys have in your chat and have your computers open and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
that is what opens the opportunity for, you know, the hackers and the people that, you know, want to get in there and destroy things. That's like identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but how old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21?
Yep.
And you are also blind?
Yes, I am.
Is that your voice over on your computer, or is that Cameron's on the phone?
It's Cameron's.
Oh, you don't have voiceover?
I do,
but
you can't hear my voiceover through FaceTime. This is FaceTime, so.
Oh, okay.
It's FaceTime audio. I didn't want to video you because Simon said that you would have cameras or a phone or whatever for the night, so I went to FaceTime audio you.
Okay.
No,
he can have his phone back. I've just been trying to monitor a little bit because the phone's been ringing like crazy, and there's... a lot going on that he doesn't really know how to handle some of the stuff, and...
Right. I mean, it's tough when you get hacked, like,
It's actually kind of scary, I mean, if you think about it.
It is scary, like, I got hacked last year.
Get into your information, and...
Yep. I got hacked last year.
It can ruin your life. Kind of thing, just like the identity stuff.
Yeah, I got hacked last year.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, all I can do is tell you guys to be more cautious of who you're adding and what you're doing.
Definitely. And all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, are you completely blind, or do you have, like, some light perception, or...
I'm completely blind.
And where do you live?
Pennsylvania, Willow Grove.
Oh, you live in Pennsylvania, too? Where Simon? Are you by Simon?
Yeah, we're like 40 minutes from each other.
Have you guys met in person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have family that lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney area.
Mm-hmm. I know where that is, yep.
Is that by you?
It's like an hour. Yeah, an hour away.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I did tell Cameron at one time that, you know, some of these friends that he meets on here, you know, to kind of meet them in person, you know, we would be willing to maybe, if your parents would give you a ride to halfway point type thing or something like that.
Oh gosh, halfway to Michigan.
You guys could meet or something. Yes. What was that?
Halfway to Michigan. Like
well, that's only about
hour
5 hours.
Well, I don't... Like 8 hour ride, maybe I'm thinking, because
it's about eight hours from Michigan to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll probably be about 4 or 5 hours halfway.
We could, yeah. I'll see why not.
But I mean, I don't know how protective your parents are. I'm very protective of Cameron and who he's with and around and things like that because I don't want things. I don't want him being taken advantage of.
Yeah,
I mean he's. Gonna be 17 and you know, I mean, you're 21 and he's 17. There's still a little bit of an age difference, so
But I mean,
and Simon's 14,
yes,
okay. All right, well, hopefully, you guys, the three of you, can move forward and rebuild a friendship. And
can Cameron talk for a little bit, or is he?
Not right now. He's got a few things, chores and things that he has to get done before he goes to bed tonight. But he knows that you called and everything, so...
Talk to you later, Cameron.
Alright, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Wow!
What do you think of that?
What?
What do you think of that?
Damn. Like, I don't believe her. I don't really believe her. But, I mean, if you're willing to move on with him, I'll move on.
Like, are you going? I'm going to try to get back into my account.
Well, it's Brandon. You can't get back into your account. It's the space. You gotta make a new one or something.
Why can't I get back into it?
What?
Why can't I get back into it?
I can't hit you. Type it.
Why?
Because this Brandon hacked it, like she said. Like, you can't... He's very smart with technology. I don't know how
I'll call you later, I guess.
Well, you're gonna have to blow your cover, I guess. I check settings. I error. Turn mute. Access. Mute. Turn off error. I check full. I turn mode more. Chat content list. Chat Ivan or somebody, something or do something because. Chat Ivan or.
Yeah, I will do that. Yeah.
Add him in here, and we can tell him what's going on.
I don't know where to do that.
Or give him a call or something.
Yeah, maybe I will. Wait, can you hear me? Better?
Yeah, you should get it recorded, too.
Well, I got this recorded.
Yeah, send it to me. Send it to me.
I will.
Yep, put it in our BT sync folder or Skype file, wherever it works.
Yep, alright, I'll talk to you later.
Alright, bye.
More than 30 minutes and call. Call with their registration 21 minutes and 2 seconds. First floor, pause, stop, close.